This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Today we close our study of 1 Thessalonians by reflecting on the last verse of the book, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." The book started in chapter 1, verse 1, with the blessing, "Grace and peace to you." The Christian experience begins and ends with grace. Everything in between is all of grace as well. Paul declared his testimony in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, "By the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." In our study of 1 Thessalonians, we found instructions on how we should live. If we're going to please God and make an impact on the society around us, we need to help and encourage each other. We found precepts and promises to remember and believe if we want to be victorious. But we must always remember that apart from the grace of God, all of these instructions and provisions are not enough. We need His grace to obey His instructions and appropriate His promises and provisions. Fortunately, Paul affirms in 2 Corinthians 9:8, "God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." Notice the repeated word "all" in this verse. God will not shortchange you if you trust in Him and obey Him. By His all-sufficient grace, you'll abound in every good work. God's grace be with you.